at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. It is 8:26.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Dr. Jen, lay some common sense on us here this morning. That's what you're here for.
That is what I'm here for.
You bring a lot of common sense to us here on Monday. Normally the third Mondays of every month. We have to switch it around sometimes due to some conflicts and scheduling. But regardless, Dr. Jen is in the house. And well, before we get going, school year's done. Health and Human Performance, how was that year?
The year was great. I'm not hearing you in my head. There we go.
There we go. There we are.
It's like I can read your lips across the room.
Good lip
but
reading.
I'm
there.
Not hearing you in my headphones. No, the school year was absolutely just wonderful, and especially, things that we were talking about before I went on the air, but Laps for Landon just shattered another record, another year, and raised $14,500. And if you had told me when we started this, so many years ago, and even at the beginning of the semester, if you had told me that, I would have said, you're out of your mind. We're not going to raise that much. So it's just crazy to see how big it's gotten, and just I have very, very dedicated and competitive students, so when they hear a record, they're like, we're gonna break it. So that's what they set out to do, and it was really, really great. It makes them feel really good to be able to make a difference for
well they for should
people.
Feel good. That's quite an accomplishment.
A lot
to be proud of right there, and that money goes to a great cause, and that money has been making a difference.
It
obviously
has been making a huge difference, especially for those who have the most common type of CF, and so huge strides have been made with that mutation. And so now I tell them, the money that's being raised, we're really focusing on the more rare mutation, which is what Landon has. So, it feels good to give them some hope that way. And then, we also started the demolition of the old Health and Human Performance Lab at the Hyper Building, which it was a little dated. We'll word that nicely. It was a little dated and left a lot to be desired. We were thankful for what we had. That's always kind of how you've got to approach it. But just amazing things being done within just all the health realm. We were talking about nursing, having a new building on the way. And but for our major, which is growing by leaps and bounds with each passing year, to be able to get this new Doc Baxter Health and Human Performance Lab for both athletic training and health and human performance, it's just going to make a huge difference. It's going to have such updated equipment, nicer equipment.
Big upgrades, it sounds like, huh?
That can do more, and it's going to help with research opportunities, and just it's going to help us recruit students, recruit majors who are interested in, researching the human body and being able to know how to do a lot of different types of testing when they hit the workforce.
Well, your numbers in the Health and Human Performance Department have been good, have they not?
Yes.
I mean, is there room for growth, numbers-wise?
There's always
room. Of course there is.
There's always room for growth. But what my boss did, my department chair, he did pull me in. He's like, okay, there's a couple of your classes that are only offered. One's only fall and one's only spring, and we're getting so many that it's like those might have to be offered every semester. And I'm like, oh my word, that's going to be crazy, because like the one in the fall does that health fair that we typically do at the mall, and and then the spring one does Laps for Landon, and I'm like, I don't know how that would work, but we're going to start to think about it and think outside the box and what we can do. It's a good problem to have. Let's put it that way.
Indeed.
A very good problem to have. So, but the health field in general has been growing for many years, all different, avenues of health. And there's a strong interest and a strong need. So she wants to be able to fulfill that, and create future professionals. So.
You're right. It's better than saying no one wants in that Jennifer Thomas class.
Right. Wants to go into health. So human performance.
All right. Well, good. That is some positive news. And Laps for Landon, big numbers. Bar is set very high there. And Hopefully you'll get to take a little bit of a breather here during the summertime months.
Yes, so. I do. I was joking before we went on that I call this the most wonderful time of the year because my kids have still been in school.
It's
and
the most
Oh, awesome.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Yes. And it's just a little downtime. You know, I don't get a lot of downtime to just breathe and sit and relax, and so it's good. My online graduate course in health and physical education at ESU doesn't start until the day after Memorial Day, so just kind of yeah.
Well, it's a great time of the year to be talking about our topic today then, and
yes,
that's the benefits of being outside and soaking up some sun and vitamin D, huh?
Yes, I was very thankful on Friday. All I could think about when it was pouring down rain and we're having power outages, all I could think was, okay, we need to turn this around if we're going to talk about being in. And some people like to go outside in the rain, but it's not as enjoyable as when it's really nice out, which we've had, again, these past few days. And then Chuck was saying before we went on air, we got a few more coming up, you know, before there's a chance of rain. And it's just mild weather is appealing to almost everyone. There are some people who like really, really hot weather and some people that like cold weather. But for most of us, we really enjoy and like to get out and about when it's these more mild temperatures, not windy, because the wind, as we've said before, can kind of put a kink in things and ruin it, because it's hard to enjoy being outside when it's really windy. So, yeah, we got to take these days when we get them. And this handout, I really encourage people to go take a look at it. It has so much good information, useful information. And after you get past that first chunk in the black, which is really depressing, and we'll talk about that, but then it just does. It gets to all the positives, all the benefits of being outside. And I don't think that I wanted to go over this because I really don't feel like it's common knowledge. I think a lot of people know that they do enjoy it, you know, but I think sometimes they don't realize, you know, physiologically, emotionally, you know, inside our bodies, everything that happens that causes us to feel like, oh, yeah, I enjoy this. So let's start with that little bit of the depressing part. The average U.S. life expectancy, and most people know this, it used to be 78 point something. They've got this at 79, so we'll round up too.
Okay.
But 79 years. And of that, the average person spends 73.5 of those years indoors and 5.5 outdoors. And then they break it down into percentages, too, that if you just look at percentages, 87% of the human life is spent, and this is in the U.S., spent indoors, 7% outside, and 6% in our vehicles, which are also, that's also considered to be indoors, unless you're fortunate enough to be able to pop the top off your car, you know, that kind of thing. But for the most, this just tells us that it's really, really lopsided, basically. So
there is room to get outdoors.
There's room for improvement.
Oh, my goodness. And I know a lot of people. It says 93% of their existence. That's so dramatic. We spend 93% of our existence inside. I know sometimes people, the comeback, and even my students, when we covered this topic in class, will say, well, I work, you know, or I go to school, and they don't do that outside. You know, I am involuntarily stuck inside. And that's absolutely true. And some of us can only, you know, take breaks when they're given to us. But absolutely, we want people in their free time to make it a priority, whether that's a break at work or a break during their classes, during their schooling. You know, after work, those sort of things, just to really make it a priority to get out there. And one thing that I teach in my worksite health and productivity management class, that's the class that does the health fair in the fall, but one thing that I'm teaching about in there that literally a few years ago wasn't even a thing, but now it's becoming a thing because of this research that we're getting ready to go over, is a lot of workplaces are bringing the outside in, and they are designing their buildings so that in our building, actually, back in summer of 2016, when they remodeled Hyper, the first thing they did was brought in a big blade. I'm sure there's a name for the machine. But they cut through that concrete on the front of the Hyper building and put in a huge window.
Oh, okay.
Because they wanted to let the natural light in. When they came in to look at redesigning our building years ago, they were like, oh, my word. You know, it's just nothing but fluorescent lighting. And that's not appealing to people. People don't want to sit in that all day. So a lot of workplaces, including locally, are doing things like putting in windows where there weren't before to bring in that natural light. And then the other thing is greenery, plants, bringing in plants, live plants, not fake ones. Fake ones do no good whatsoever.
There is a difference, isn't there?
Gosh,
they're useless, aren't they?
Yes, they're on my list of most annoying things. I'm like, there's no purpose to that.
These are a few of my most annoying
favorite
things.
See, we're just going to keep name-dropping songs here. But know that there's something called, and you can Google this if anybody's listening and wants to know more about this, but living walls. And so it is, they make walls of greenery that are actually live plants.
Oh, okay.
And plants, I know we talked about this, oh goodness, it was probably a good 10 years ago. We talked about the benefits of, the health benefits of having plants in your house, in your work environment, wherever, because they pull toxins out of the air. And but there's all sorts of health benefits to that. So it would make sense if it's beneficial to our health to have plants inside, it's very beneficial when we can get outside and be amongst the grass and the plants and the trees, all of that.
Well, and it's a good point because part of your handout here touches on indoor pollutants.
Yes. And it says indoor pollutants are estimated to be 2 to 5 times higher than outdoor concentrations are a potential cause of respiratory diseases, heart disease, and even cancer. So you want to be doing anything you can to clean if you are trapped inside for much of your day. And again, plants are just one way. Opening a window is another. Again, bringing that outdoors in. Anything you can do to get that air cleaner.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned fluorescent lights. And
yes.
They too can add to our woes,
again,
it looks like. Huh?
Get this depressing stuff out of the way. Yeah, exposure to fluorescent lights and computer screens can lead to migraines, mercury poisoning, back problems, which many people out there can probably relate
to. Mercury poisoning.
And nearsightedness. Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds pretty doggone serious.
Yeah, I mean, us old school people know that light bulbs, you know, have always been a risk of. So I don't know what exactly, you know, how that's a risk there. I'd have to look more into that. But I do know that fluorescent lighting, when you're under it for an extended period of time, you want to scream. You just, it's just not. It's not conducive to human health. And so, again, we tell employers anything you can do to give your employees a break from that just periodically to get out into the natural light, even if they do have to come back into the – because fluorescent lighting is what's used in most, you know, schools and hospitals and workplaces. So, but anything you can do to get them near or out into natural light is going to be helpful.
Well, and again, let's finish this off with a bang.
Okay.
You know, because this is obviously not doing much for our physical well-being, but mentally this drags us down too.
Yes. Which one are you? Are you on the being indoors?
Yes, exactly.
Promotes sedentary lifestyle, has been shown to increase our chances of memory loss, psychological problems, diabetes, cancer, and erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
So yes, it's just, we're full of happy news this morning. But because when you are inside, we do tend to sit more within.
Sure.
And, you know, some jobs do require people to get up and move around, which is obviously better. But a lot of people, when they are inside, again, in their workplace, in a classroom, hospital, whatever, they are either sitting or lying down. And so that sedentary, it's just kind of a double whammy being sedentary. So. Yeah.
There is a way to combat this, though, right? Can we combat this,
yes.
Dr. Jen?
Yes, we can.
All right.
Yes. And again, we've just got to make it a priority. And again, especially taking advantage of the nice days, like what we're having today, taking advantage of I heard Chuck talking about all the events. You know, we had that car show this weekend. Just going to things that take place outside. My students were so thrilled when we were able to do Laps for Landon, a majority of it outside this year. So whenever you could go to something or host something and have it outside, it's a really good idea. And I know, again, some people, another argument, there's a couple, is allergies. And so, you know, we've talked on here about doing everything you can to keep your seasonal allergies under control. Take what you need to take. Drink lots of water, because it does. It drives some people, unfortunately, indoors. And they kind of, certain times of the year when everything's floating around, they avoid it. And you do. You have to kind of do a benefit, a cost-benefit analysis there on how bad your allergies are. But if you can get out there and, again, make, for instance, after work, going for a walk, playing outside with your kids, again, going to a park, doing something outdoors so that they then get in the habit of that. It's just a really good idea. And, again, taking part in events when they are held outside.
Vitamin D.
We need it.
Sunshine out there, how important is that? How important is vitamin D to our existence?
It is so important that it's mentioned on the one handout, but then I gave a whole nother on it, because that is where so many of these health benefits, which we'll go over because they're physical, mental, and everything else, but that is where they come from. And because of the amount of time that so many of us spend stuck indoors, we tend to be deficient, especially if we're not eating certain foods and or taking a supplement. And so, but our body really, really wants, and it absorbs vitamin D from sunlight so much easier than it absorbs it from, for instance, a pill or a supplement. So, but yes, it says sunlight is the best and most abundant source of the hormone vitamin D, which helps prevent heart disease, dementia, stroke, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, including multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, and even cancer. So it is just a powerhouse, so to speak, for the human body. So vitamin D, most of us, I'm thinking most people at this point, when they go for their yearly physical, and I hope everybody is, but when you go for your physical, they typically, especially if you are not feeling well, having certain symptoms, they'll check your vitamin D levels, and they can tell you whether it's good or whether it's low.
And there are the quality vitamin D supplements that are out there.
There are many. I really recommend a liquid vitamin D supplements. Those can be, you know, purchased a lot of places, including online. Your body just absorbs it a little easier than a horse pill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So liquid vitamin D. And in fact, I think it's vitamin D3 is something that's what I take during the winter because I am one that when I can't get out in the sunlight, my mood plummets. Yeah, my kids are like, let the sun come out, please.
Yeah, clouds go away.
Oh, yeah. And, so, you know, sometimes we have days at a time where we just don't see the sun. So, yeah, I take a liquid vitamin D3. Oh, probably November, December, January, February, March, you know, and then I ease off of it once I know I can get outside. So, but yeah, there's just so many. I really like the visual layout of this initial handout because it does. It goes over the physical health benefits with that first one being that it does give you vitamin D, which helps fight a bunch of diseases, but it helps you sleep better because it can help get your circadian rhythm in a good kind of pattern. So helps you sleep better, which obviously a lot of people do struggle with sleep. It can lower your blood pressure. Being outside, there's been research on that for decades and decades. They've known that for a long time, that it helps reduce your blood pressure. It helps protect your vision. Just spending a couple of hours outside each day in the natural light. And we do want to wear sunglasses. You don't want to stare directly into the sun or anything like that. But wearing sunglasses. But it's just the human body. Just it needs to be outside in our natural. That's our natural habitat. Yes. Being out amongst the elements, so to speak. But reduce risk of heart attack or stroke. Boost our immune system. And there are some cultures much more in tuned, and I will throw out Native Americans as one example, but who tend to be much more kind of in tuned with their natural environment and spend a lot of time out there, and they have better immunity than we do. So, and it says it's been shown people who spend a lot of time, it says forest bathing, but you don't have to bathe outside. But people who camp get a lot of these benefits, and they have boosted immunity. People who go for, you know, days at a time and go out camping, they're having that kind of connection, their body with nature, and it boosts their immunity. So anybody out there looking for a good, you know, reason to keep going camping or to start camping, there is one. But it can help prevent cancer being outside. It says multiple doctors and organizations support that daily walks outdoors can significantly reduce your chance of various cancers. And that's the benefit of just movement in general. But they know that it's that the benefits are compounded when you do that movement outside. So preventing cancer, and then just, here's a happy one, lowering your risk of death.
Can't get any happier than that.
There you go. When you put, it says all of the above together, you can clearly see spending time outdoors gives you a broad range of positive impact while ultimately helping you lead a longer and healthier life. And again, a lot of these are physical, but what I think many people don't know about is all of the mental benefits, and that's on the flip side of this handout, page 2. But things like reducing mental fatigue. I know none of us struggle with mental fatigue and feeling worn out, right? And then that runner's high, because being outside, especially when it's really nice, it produces endorphins. And again, I think most of us, when we stop and we pause and we think about that, we're like, well, duh. And that ties directly into that next one of mood elevation. You know, we know that when we are able to get outside and it's really, really nice out, that it just, we get that boost. It does. It elevates our mood. It releases endorphins. I know there's people out there, sometimes you start walking when it's gorgeous out and you're like, I could do this forever. You know, I could just keep going and going. And that, they say, they compare it to a runner's high where you just feel so good you could keep going. So that's
Don't be endorphinless, basically, is what we're saying here.
Yes. Get those endorphins boosted. There's so few things that can do that, and you don't have to run, you know, to get those endorphins. I think some people mistakenly think you do, and you don't. But
I don't know, though, if I've ever felt endorphins mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's outside, walking around.
Well, on a day like
maybe
this,
maybe I'm getting it, and I don't know it.
Maybe, you know? And maybe when it's done, and you're like,
there we go.
Yeah, okay. It looks great, feels great to be done, maybe. But yeah, while you're doing mowing, probably not. I know what I was going to say. So, you know, some people, when you start to talk about, you need to get outside and the benefits, they'll mention their allergies. The other thing is ticks. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so I've had conversations with people recently who have dealt with Lyme disease and just the dreaded effects of ticks. And they're like, I just want to wipe them off the face of the earth. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think you're alone there. You know, and it is, it's a very real thing. It's a real threat. And so you want to take measures. And again, you can look into that, talk to your doctor, or just Google. They make recommendations for how to, you know, decrease your risk
DEET.
Of coming into, yes, DEET.
You need DEET.
Which scares me because it's a chemical, but
yeah, it is.
You kind of, again, you weigh the benefits, and especially if you are camping, hiking, those kind of things, you really don't have any choice.
Well, and also,
to use it.
You know, getting outdoors, especially this time of the year in the summertime, sunscreen is vitally important. I had a long chat with Dr. Ali Wazir of the Central Care Cancer Center, and skin cancer is a real deal.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what about, the sunscreen lotion? What kind of SPF would you recommend? He said, nothing under 100.
Really?
Which
Whoa.
Is, he said, nothing under 100, flat out. And it might do you a little bit of good.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, doing the job correctly.
Yeah.
I thought, wow.
Yeah.
He said, and you may be thinking, well, how can I look cool with SPF white cream all over my face?
Right.
And he said, you have to eliminate some coolness.
Yeah.
You know, if you want it to be truly effective.
Right. Yep. And, you know, I know they make clothing now that, and again, yeah. a lot of people don't want to wear clothing to the pool, but they make very thin clothing that, that acts as an SPF. And, but yeah, and shade, you know, go in the shade.
Sure. Yeah.
yeah. You can still yeah. be out, but be in the shade. So yeah, direct sunlight for, you know, they say, and that's the good news in terms of these benefits and in terms of the vitamin D, 15 to 20 minutes. It's not like you got to be out there for hours at a time in direct sunlight to get those benefits.
Yeah,
nice. So for your vitamin D and some of these benefits, 15, 20 minutes sunlight. And then, yeah, you can be in the shade and be doing other things and still get the benefits of the fresh air and the plants and the grass and all the green around you. But because that's where a lot of those benefits come from.
Well, and along the skin cancer line, too. I mean, as long as, you know, obviously keep checking yourself.
Right.
If anything
yep.
is, because if they can, you know, get it caught early.
Yes.
You know, you're going to be without a long problem. So.
Yep. Check for ticks and check your skin for changes.
There we go.
There's our two.
Okay.
It's our little PSA for the segment. Yeah. So let's real quick, I know we're probably running out of time, but that last box there on this handout is the productivity benefits.
Yeah.
And again, this is where my students, you know, and I teach college students, a lot of them, they're active. They do like to be outside,
sure.
a lot of them. And, you know, my track and field athletes, they're like,
yeah,
we
got
live
athletes
out there.
In there yeah.
yeah, practice and stuff. But when you start to look at, you know, getting outside, doing whatever it is you like to do outside can lead to things like better academic performance, more creativity. You're able to, it says better concentration. It's under that, it says one study showed that children with ADHD scored higher on concentration tests after a short walk through a park than after a walk through a built-up kind of city-type area. So that's good to know. You know, that's a good piece of information. Increased alertness and then improved short-term memory, being able to remember. I don't know if anybody else out there struggles with that. I sometimes am like, and I know I'm getting older. Let's put it that way. I'm not getting old, but I am getting older. And, you know, those things like the concentration and the short-term memory.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to start doing an Erin blocker with her, all of her Alzheimer's stuff. We're always joking about, okay, we need to be focusing on this because we are not getting any younger. And, you know, what are the things that we can do? And, again, going outside, being outside each day as much as we can, it's a simple thing that can make a really, really big difference.
Well, and at the bottom of the page, taking up outdoor activities, you know, cycling, big around here,
mm-hmm.
huge
yes.
around here, disc
yep.
golf or ball golf.
Disc golf, yes.
All kinds of opportunities and activities. Pickleball outside now
pickleball
with the courts.
Yeah. I mean, I've told people, and I always tell my students, I'm like, all right, I'm going to sound old here, but I remember a time when there was none of that in Emporia. You know, there weren't the bike trails there and the bike races and the,
yeah.
and the walking trails and the disc golf. Golf and all that. You know, we've always had ball golf, but, you know, just so many options because there's a limited amount of people who are good at golf, at ball golf, and willing to stick with ball golf. But, you know, the disc golf and the cycling, I mean, these are things that, yeah, they're appealing to a lot of people, and there's many, many benefits.
There it is, and we'll have Jen's handouts here posted before the day is done here at KVOE, and you can log on to KVOE.com, click on the Dr. Jen link. Community tab, top of the homepage. There'll be a drop-down menu. Click on Dr. Jen, and you will be there. Outstanding.
Woo-woo. Covered a lot.
Yeah, we did. Covered a lot of ground here.
Yes. Good and someone's day. Mowing outside.
Know,
we can hear
started.
It through the... Someone took our advice right away.
Yeah, well, you told us to.
That's how it works. I say it, they do it.
Dr. Jen, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Yeah, every third Monday, Dr. Jen. And with us here, KVOA Health and Human Performance Professor, ESU 854. Good morning.
White House negotiators on Capitol Hill this morning as President Biden prepares to host a meeting this afternoon between him and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling.
Sources say that the White House put an offer on the table that would have limited military and some domestic spending, including education, housing, and scientific research. Republicans rejected that. The